If he's in trouble, we're going to help him, Billy said.
Yes, Georgia replied. But think about this, Billy. Getting involved might not be the best way to do it.
What do you mean?
I mean that he didn't want us to take him to the apartment, Georgia said. Do you know why?
No, I don't. Neither do you.
She made a disgusted sound.
Billy, he's afraid the apartment is being watched.
By who?
By what? Georgia said.
We haven't seen or heard or scented anything. If there's magic at work here, it could be more than we know how to handle.
So what are you saying? Billy said. That we should just abandon him if he's in trouble?
No, she sighed. But Billy, you saw what he was capable of doing. We saw him mow through an army at the fairy battleground, and you tell me tonight that he flipped a car onto one of these other wizards, and that the man blew it off. I don't think we're weak, but running off ghouls and trolls and the occasional vampire is one thing. Mixing it up with wizards is something else. You've seen what kind of power they have.
I'm not afraid, Billy said.
Then you're stupid, Georgia replied, her voice blunt but not cruel. Harry isn't what he used to be. He's been hurt. And I don't care what he says. His injured hand bothers him more than he lets on. He doesn't need any more handicaps.
You want to just leave him alone? Billy asked.
I don't want to weigh him down. You know him. He'll protect other people before he takes care of himself. If he's operating so far out of our league, we might not be anything but a distraction to him. We have to understand our limits.
There was a long silence.
I don't care, Billy said then. I'm not just going to stand by if he's in trouble.
All I want, Georgia said, is for you to listen to him. If he doesn't want our support, or if he thinks it's too dangerous for us to be involved, we have to trust that he knows what he's doing. He knows things that we don't. He's trusted us before, and he's never led us wrong. Just promise me that you'll return the compliment.
I can't just turn away, Billy said.
I wouldn't want you to, Georgia said. But sometimes you think with your fangs and not with your head, Will.
There was the soft sound of a kiss.
I love you. We'll help him however we can. I just wanted you to consider the idea that he might not need us for violence.
Billy took a couple of heavy steps. One of the kitchen chairs creaked.
I don't know what else we can do.
Well, Georgia said. She opened the fridge. What about these masked wizard types? Did you get close enough to scent them?
I tried, Billy said, and I was closest to them, but...
But?
I couldn't get a scent. Harry did something. He flipped the car over. There was a flash of red light, and after that all I could smell was...
I heard Georgia take a couple of steps, maybe to touch him.
What did you smell?
Sulfur, Billy said, his voice a little weak. I smelled brimstone.
There was silence.
What does it mean? Georgia asked.
That I'm worried about him, Billy said. You should have seen the look on his face, the rage. I've never seen anyone look that angry.
You think he's... what? Unstable? Georgia asked.
You're the psych grad, Billy said. What do you think?
I put my hand on the door. I hesitated for just a second and then pushed it open. Billy and Georgia both sat in a rather roomy kitchen at a small table with two bottles of beer set open but untouched on the table. They blinked and straightened, staring up at me in surprise.
What do you think? I asked Georgia quietly. I'd like to know, too.
Harry, Georgia said, I'm just a grad student.
I went to the fridge and got myself a cold beer. It was an American brand, but I've got no palate in any case. I like my beer cold. I twisted the cap off, then walked over to the table and sat down with them.
I'm not looking for a therapist. You're a friend. Both of you are. I swigged beer. Tell me what you think.
Georgia and Billy traded a look, and Billy nodded.
Harry, Georgia said, I think you need to talk to someone. I don't think it's important who it is, but you have a lot of pressures on you, and if you don't find some way to let them out, you're going to hurt yourself.
Billy said, "People talk to their friends, man. No one can do everything alone. You work through it together." I sipped some more beer. Georgia and Billy did too. We sat in silence for maybe 4 or 5 minutes. Then I said, "About 2 years ago, I exposed myself to a demonic influence, a creature called Lashiel, a fallen angel, the kind of being that turns people into real monsters.